And we are now joined by Ainsworth head volleyball coach Jerry Graff as we get ready to head into another year. And coach, let's just start off by talking numbers as the Ainsworth Lady Bulldogs fall from Class C2 now in Class D1, which means not as many girls to choose from, but let's talk numbers.
We actually have more going out this year. Last year we started at 12, and this year we've got 17. So definitely growing the team, which is great.
Well, it sounds like must have picked up quite a few in the freshman class then.
Yeah, we've got 7 freshmen coming out, which is awesome.
So 7 of 17 are freshmen. Some of those girls probably been playing some volleyball throughout the youth programs, and they're excited now to get themselves on the volleyball court.
Yeah, they've all played for a long time, and there's some of them that we're going to need to step up and take a role on the varsity team this year, so they've been working really hard, all of them.
And then how about upperclassmen as we move up from sophomores, juniors, and seniors?
So we've got 2 seniors, Megan Jones and Christina Furno, and 5 juniors, Jaylee Good, Kenzie Walls, Willis Lynn, Addie Held, and Grayson Painter. 3 sophomores, Maya Macias, Raylan Reagan, and Lily Beal, and then the 7 freshmen, Tinley Buchel, McKenna Cook, Grayson Sisson, Bailey Ray, Ella Daly, Peyton Sears, and Ava Graff.
Well, some good numbers there. And Coach, when you kind of went through the upperclassmen, it sounded like most of those saw some playing time last year for you.
Yeah, we really have a lot of experience coming back in the junior and senior class. So we're really looking forward to those guys taking a big leadership role out on the court and really helping lead the team through the season here.
Well, and you'll bring back like maybe your hitters for sure coming back for the Ainsworth Bulldogs.
Yeah, we've got pretty much everyone coming back. We only graduated 1 senior, and unfortunately she was hurt last year, so she couldn't play. So we really have basically everyone coming back, which is a great advantage. And some people who were injured last year for part of the year, they're all healthy now. So we've got everybody back now, and we're really looking forward to a great year.
I've already put the Jamboree in the books as you were able to play some sets in Valentine. And, you know, kind of a chance for the coaching staff and for the girls themselves to play against some competition outside of practice, but really it doesn't count towards wins or losses, things like that. So tell us what you saw out of that Jamboree and things that you thought were good and things you guys are possibly going to work on.
So definitely a lot to work on. I love the Jamborees because it gives you a chance to kind of get those first game nerves out of the way, which we definitely had last night in our first game. That first set was not great. They were very nervous and just making some silly errors that we don't typically do, but it definitely got better as the night went on. And especially in that second game against Valentine, they really kind of came out and were really competing. We're looking at a couple different players for the libero spot, so we gave them both time last night, so it was good to see them both play in game situations instead of just practice. So the Jamborees are great for those kind of things, and we definitely took advantage last night, and we've got lots to work on today. So, yeah, that first pass is just critical. And we've got Lily Beal, who was our libero quite a bit last year, and then Peyton Sears coming in as a freshman. They're both really going back and forth for that position. So last night we gave them both time in the games to see how it went. And I'm going to look through some film today, and we'll see which direction we go. But they'll both see a lot of court time doing some passing and things like that. And it's just critical to have that first pass so we can set up our offense and get our hitters going. We also want a libero who's back there really communicating to their teammates and can fly all over the place and get some balls up for us. So I'll have to look at the film and see what it says.
Well, Coach, you have the North Central Knights in a dual match coming up, and then you go full blast and put your feet on the ground, start running with the tournament on Saturday, and then just basically every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday from now until the end of October.
It's always a fun one. You know, next town over, it's a good rivalry, and it's always a fun environment. And so that's a fun one to kick the season off with, like looking forward to that tomorrow night. And then we've got a new tournament on Saturday that we haven't went to before down in Axtell. So, and lots of other changes in our schedule for this year. So looking forward to a fun season.
And a new conference, Niobrara Valley Conference. You're not going to have to be traveling to Ogallala and McCook in that area. You're going to be a little bit closer.
Yeah, we do have a much closer schedule, and we're really looking forward to the not as late nights coming home.
Coach, tell us a little bit about your staff before we wrap up here. Any new coaches, who your assistant coaches are?
So my assistant coach this year is Amanda Finney. She was my assistant last year as well, so looking forward to really kind of growing our relationship coaching together and getting more comfortable with each other this year. And then we have a volunteer assistant who's coming to help us this year in Carly Crawl. So she's back from school this fall and was wanting to help out. So it's been nice to have kind of a younger voice in there and in her. So.
Well, Coach, wish you and the Bulldogs the best of luck as you hit Class D1 this year in volleyball.
Thank you very much.